I have this story that I wanted to share because it's one of the most paranormal experiences I've ever had. When I was 5, maybe 7 years old, I was in my room a lot because I didn't have any friends in the neighborhood. So I'd just play with my Legos and Hot Wheels until I got bored. I remember being in my room and I heard, "Hey," and I turned around and there was this old man, but he looked sort of grainy and fuzzy, black and white. I wasn't scared because I just knew he was friendly somehow. He asked me all sorts of questions like, "What did you do today? How's your brother?" And he said all these things like he knew me. Then he told me, "Hey kiddo, you know your great grandma's gonna pass away soon, but don't be scared, she's going to heaven." I looked at him really confused. He eased me up with a light talk to not freak me out. It was weird. When I think about it now, he continued to tell me that she was going to get cancer again and die, and that I should tell the family so they wouldn't be hurt so badly when she does pass. So I did. I got up and ran to my mom and told her everything. She told me to describe the man in my room, and when I did, she broke down crying. She showed me a picture of my great grandpa who passed away when I was just 2 months old, and it was him. Everything from his head to his arm to his build. Years later, my great grandma passed from cancer, which she survived before. I never forgot that memory. It doesn't haunt me, but it makes me happy to know that something's out there. It was December of 2019. And my family was coming back from a family dinner. I shared a room with my brother at the time, and we didn't get along. So he went to bed, and I stayed up listening to music. I put on Hotel California by the Eagles and closed my eyes. I heard whispers through my earbuds, and I said, "Hey man," talking to my brother, "what were you trying to say?" And he was silent. I thought maybe I was just hearing things, like when you'll be in a room and you think you hear your mom calling, kind of thing. I put my earbuds in and tried to ignore what just had happened. When I got this gut feeling telling me to get out of there, I will admit I hid under the sheets and I thought that would help for some reason, but it didn't. Under the sheets, I felt this energy. It was dark. It wanted to hurt me, and it did. I felt hands wrap around my neck and push my head towards the wall. I kicked and pushed around and gasped, and then it let go. I lifted my sheet expecting to see someone, but there was nobody. My brother woke up pissed and tired. He asked why I looked distressed and I told him everything and he thought I was lying. Still, I think about it and wondered what I encountered, and it still scares me. I'm a religious and spiritual person, and I pray a lot for safety against evil, and I like to think it works for the most part. When I was 10, we just moved into the nicest house we had to this day. It was big, huge, sunken living room, bonus room off the kitchen, great backyard, etc. My parents rushed on buying it because it was such a good deal. Just a few days in, I saw a shadow figure that was about 3 feet tall and it had a top hat of sorts. I'd catch it in the corner of my eye often, but especially near my brother's room. It seemed to like it. Was always standing just in the doorway and would be quick to get out of sight. Pictures on the wall would lean more and more throughout the day, and I often heard door creaks and footsteps, but more like a galloping cadence coming from the attic. One night, my dad and I were watching TV. He was channel surfing and stopped on some sort of show where people talked about their paranormal experiences. I don't remember the show, but I wish I did. Anyway, the person being interviewed mentioned the shadow person she was seeing, and it was exactly what I had been experiencing. Up until then, I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want to scare my younger siblings, and my parents were excited about the new house. I started to get really scared listening to it, so I told my dad about all that I saw. He asked me when, where I saw it, and other details. And I'll never forget how white he turned when he realized we both were seeing and hearing the same things. He told me that he saw it every day since we moved in, and he always saw it near my brother's room. That night, I woke up in a panic from a dream. Although it seemed more like a vision about the spirit hurting my brother and not a typical nightmare. I ran into my parents' room where my dad was sitting straight up in his bed, breathing fast. I told him about the dream. Before I could finish, he said, "Was it hurting Peter?" And I said, "Yes," but I wasn't sure because the shadow man just seemed to be next to the bed watching as my brother was being tended to by nurses. My dad had the exact same dream the exact same night. The following night, my mother was tucking us in, and I heard her panic as my brother was burning up, fever of 105, and was really weak and out of it. He got taken by ambulance to the hospital, and we were told he had pneumonia. He was sick for 2 weeks. We only went back to the house during the day to get our things. We moved in with my aunt temporarily and listed the house for sale. We have lived in this apartment since August 21st. We had some interesting things happen. My oldest son had what assumed to be a nightmare about a year ago that woke up the house with his screaming. He swore it wasn't a nightmare and that there was a bad man in the kitchen. He and his younger brother are sharing the living room as a bedroom till we can move soon, so the kitchen is directly off his room. And said he was wearing a hat and jacket and his face is scary. Within a week or two, my husband and my teenage bonus kiddo and I would catch movement out of the corner of our eyes or see things when we least expected them, mostly in the bedroom, doorways, and moving either towards the bedrooms or from them and heading to the kitchen. Tonight, 2 a.m. currently, but still nighttime, my husband and I both saw something by our bedroom door and both said it looked like a pre-K-sized kid with blonde hair, which absolutely freaked me out. We only got about 3 months left to live here. Medical emergencies with the youngest kiddo prevented it from being faster. But my husband and I seeing the same thing at the same moment has me really freaked out. I don't know what to do or how to research about if something happened here or what. We've seen different shadows, for lack of better wording, dozens of times, but I have always tried to play it off as my eyes playing tricks on me. But I can't do that now, thus both seeing it at the same time. We've also had things move or go missing completely out of the blue. Alright, so when my mom turned the kitchen lights off, my dog just started barking at the entrance of the kitchen, out of nowhere. And now I'm a little worried. He refuses to come in through the kitchen now, even when I turn the lights on and check to see if anything is there. I am a believer in spirits, but could this be a sign that something is in my house? Update. Okay, so last night, around 4:30 a.m. in the morning, my dog started barking at nothing again. And this time, had jumped back as if something was coming towards him. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but I'm willing to bet it's something that's supernatural, only because I don't ever hear nor see anything in the kitchen, and this only happens past midnight. Our attic is above the attached garage instead of the main part of the house. It has a pull-down ladder thing. We've never gone up there. Earlier today, I was in the garage taking pictures of some pool stuff the previous owners left to show the guy at the pool store so he could tell us what we're supposed to use it for. The attic door was closed then. We left the house, I ran errands and came back after about 4 hours. We opened the garage and the attic door was pulled down, like far down, not just semi-open. So I was like, what? But thought maybe it just fell open or something. I closed it and then pulled the string to reopen it. It takes a lot of force to open it. Plus, if you don't open it far enough past a certain point, it springs back up closed. So I would have had to pull hard enough and far enough for it to stay open like that. I went up the ladder with my iPhone flashlight, like a horror movie, but there was nothing up there at all. My parents suggested maybe a person broke in, but it was broad daylight. My car was in the driveway, and it's a cul-de-sac, so pretty unlikely. I just have no idea how it could have physically opened and stayed open like that without being pulled down hard enough. Disclaimer, this happened to my sister. I wasn't there to witness it, but I was there for the aftermath. It was around 2009. My sister was 15 and I was 9 years old. My mom had dropped her off at a friend's house for a little get-together. While being there, they told me they decided to invite some more people over. After doing that, they all piled into the bathroom to get ready together. They had shut the bathroom door so the cat wouldn't jump on their makeup on the counter. While in the bathroom, the doorknob had started to jiggle. They laughed it off as they thought someone had arrived early and was playing games with them. Now, my sister wasn't a believer in the paranormal until that night. They opened up the door and no one was there. They shrugged it off and shut the door again. Well, not even a minute after shutting the door, someone started to pound very aggressively on it. Completely freaked out, they locked the door and screamed, "Go away!" The pounding got louder and harder to the point it was shaking the door. My sister said her friend was convinced it was someone messing with them. So very swiftly, they unlocked and swung open the door. But no one was there. Completely freaked out, my sister had called my mom to pick her up. I went with, and when we arrived to get her, she ran to the car crying, telling her mom to get me out of here. She was completely freaked out. I didn't say anything else the whole ride home. When we had gotten home, I followed her to her room to ask what's wrong. That's when she told me what had happened. Now, I didn't believe her at first. I mean, she is my older sister and she likes to play tricks on me. But seeing how freaked out she was, though, and how she never believed in ghosts until this, changed my mind. What do you guys think? End.